Hey, it's Mendel, and I've got to cop to something. I am terrible at promotion. You might remember at the beginning of the past summer, I teased a new podcast that I've been working on in addition to Future Ecologies, and that show is called Water Bodies. Well, we actually launched Water Bodies back in September, and I completely neglected to let you know. As of this recording, there are 6 episodes out, soon to be 7, and you can listen to them wherever you get podcasts. But you can also watch them, because it's a video podcast that happens to be recorded on a boat. It's a pretty different show than what you're used to here on Future Ecologies, but I think you'll still find it interesting and insightful. It's focused on this body of water we have here in Vancouver called False Creek. But more generally, it's about how we can transform our urban spaces into thriving, biodiverse celebrations of living nature for everybody's benefit. If you live in a city on a coast and you dream of swimming in clean waters, tide pooling along the shore, and seeing all kinds of sea life right next to downtown, this show is for you. So far on Water Bodies, we've discussed the interplay of environmental and human health, frameworks for indigenous, protected, and conserved areas, environmental rights and personhood, marine biodiversity and citizen science, and urban planning in the face of rising sea levels. And there's so much more to come. Just search for Water Bodies, one word, wherever you get podcasts, or head to falsecreekfriends.org to learn more. Goes without saying, there's a link in the show notes. So that's my request for you to check out my other show, but for my neighbors in Vancouver, I just want to say a little more about why I'm so excited about this project, to take better care of False Creek in particular. If you'll indulge me, I want you to do an image search for Vancouver. Just Vancouver. What I expect you'll find is that more than 2/3 of the pictures you get back are basically just of False Creek. For me, this speaks to how much the identity of the city is centered around these waters, both for the people who live here and on the world stage. By some estimates, almost 250,000 people interact with False Creek every single day, making it by far the most visible waterway in our region. But it sits in this kind of funky quantum superposition, both cherished and ignored, beautiful and dismal, dangerously polluted, and, to its credit, still very much alive. Weirdly, it's a space where so many Vancouverites go to connect with nature, and yet there's only a handful of tiny spots that could be called a proper shoreline. The rest is hardened and hidden away under steep and slippery cobblestone. Not only does that, you know, frankly just suck from an aesthetic perspective, it's also not doing us any favors under the inescapable realities of climate change and sea level rise. So I believe that it's the perfect place to demonstrate all the co-benefits of eco-social transformation, the intersection of culture, economy, and more than human well-being. False Creek is the beating heart of downtown and our gateway to the Salish Sea. Whatever changes here is sure to ripple outwards. And if you'd like to do more than just passively learn about it on a podcast, you are more than welcome to get involved. There's a lot going on, and we would love to have your help. You can head over to falsecreekfriends.org to join the nonprofit society for just $20 a year, or just shoot me an email at mendel@falsecreekfriends.org. That's mendel@falsecreekfriends.org. Okay, thanks for checking it out. Future Ecologies will be back with a new episode very, very soon. Bye for now.